AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Stocks finished lower. The Dow lost 368 points. It's because the leader of the Federal Reserve signaled sharp interest rate hikes are ahead. Here's the AP's Ben Thomas.
In an IMF World Bank panel discussion, Fed Chair Jerome Powell said taming inflation is essential.
Economies don't work without price stability. We need that to have a strong labor market for an extended period of time. We need it for financial stability, so we must do that.
Powell noted the Fed's last cycle of interest rate hikes from 2004 to 2006 were quarter point increases.
So inflation is much higher now, and our policy rate is still more accommodative than it was then.
And with inflation at its highest in more than 40 years,
it is appropriate, in my view, to be moving a little more quickly. And I also think there's something in the idea of front-end loading whatever accommodation one thinks is appropriate.
The Fed's next policy meeting comes in early May. Analysts are expecting a half-point increase. Ben Thomas, Washington.
President Biden announced another $800 million in military aid to Ukraine. John Kirby at the Pentagon says that includes money for howitzers to fight in the Donbass.
Understanding that terrain, understanding the geography, understanding Russian doctrine here, we believed, but more critically, the Ukrainians believed, that they needed additional artillery firepower, and that's what these will offer, in addition to the 18 that are already beginning to move in.
The local mayor says as many as 9,000 civilians could be buried in a mass grave in a village outside Mariupol. A federal judge temporarily blocked a new Republican-backed state law that led Kentucky's two remaining abortion clinics to halt the procedure. Tennessee could become the latest state to impose harsh penalties on doctors who violate new strict regulations dictating the dispensing of abortion pills. A prosecutor in North Carolina says an off-duty sheriff's deputy won't face charges for the fatal shooting of a black pedestrian on a busy road earlier this year. This is AP News. The government is reporting a drop in kindergarten vaccinations.
The report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention found vaccination rates for childhood diseases like measles, whooping cough, and chickenpox were at 94% during the 2020-2021 school year. That's down about 1% from a year earlier, adding up to about 35,000 children entering kindergarten. The report says that the coronavirus pandemic likely contributed to the decline, with pediatricians canceling many non-emergency appointments, parents skipping checkups, and students doing remote learning. Dr. Georgina Peacock, the CDC's Director of Immunization Services, says there are no signs of outbreaks so far. But authorities worry that could change as virus mandates relax and kids remain behind on their shots. Data for the current school year is due in November. I'm Jennifer King.
Robert Morris has died.
Oh, I believe in you.
The two-time Tony winner was also on TV's Mad Men. His agent says Morris died after a brief illness. He was 90. Ed Donahue, AP News.